it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer Gaius. Germanicus is here, Marco Vlejos. It is the 79th marking of the June 6, 1944 invasion of a coastline in northern France that was the Invasion, as the Germans called it. They'd been waiting for it for months. They'd built sophisticated defenses. They had plans for the landing at Pas-de-Calais, plans for the landing in the Norway, plans for landing in Brittany, plans for landing in Normandy. Except you make plans and then they change when you meet combat. Michael, 79 years to reflect on this, but I compare it now to waiting for the counteroffensive in Ukraine. Everybody knows it's coming. In fact, within the last 24 hours, the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, in an interview in the Wall Street Journal, says, we've got what we need. We're going to go ahead with it because, and then he points to the American presidential election next year as uncertain, and he points to NATO as uncertain, not clear that NATO can make up the difference if the U.S. backs off. So we're waiting for this offensive. What will change, Michael, when we get the word that the offensive is underway? What changed June 6, 1944 for America?
This example that you've raised, Gaius, is existential and fundamental to understanding the metamorphosis of America. I have just said, you know, a minute ago, that there is incredible continuity in the American sacred narrative and the driving force of the civil religion to and the need to fulfill itself in great battle. And the contrapuntal comparison between D-Day 1944 and June 6th and the D-Day that is about to be unleashed in Ukraine is profound. And it's more profound than I can even describe in words. D-Day elevated and raised America to the heights never before experienced by Americans because of the Christ-like sacrifice of thousands of Americans on Omaha Beach. And that empowered and legitimated our divine mission. In stark, terrible, and cynical contrast, this war created, manufactured, funded, and driven by Americans is a vicarious war. Americans are thrilling to Ukrainians sacrificing themselves now in the hundreds of thousands at a level comparable in terms of percentage of population to what all of America lost in the Civil War. They're thrilling to it in a terrible reliving of D-Day, but instead of reliving D-Day as this solemn sacrifice of ourselves for a great, noble, divine goal, we are reveling in the sacrifice of Ukrainians in an enormous extended act of what I call ecstatic vicarity. We love to thrill to the actual death of Ukrainians in a cause that they cannot win, and reliving something that is not our own. Instead, we have put up another society to fight and bleed and die for our thrill seeking, for our satisfaction. That's where I got the term ecstatic vicarity, and it's distasteful, it is corrupt, and it is loathsome. And to see America transformed from the nobility of the 6th of June, 1944 to this is a terrible spectacle to behold.
It is unimaginable that we could have hired the British, the Canadians, the Australians, the Commonwealth to do the fighting along with the Free French on Normandy and not put Americans in the front line. Is that imaginable in 1944?
There is no way that we could have cajoled and pushed our allies to do the work for us. They could not have done anything had we not been front and center. And the fact of our sacrifice was what kept them going.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was, well, perhaps it was our lot to be the ones who sacrificed the most at Omaha. The sacrifice at Utah Beach was minuscule compared to Omaha. But also the British and Canadian Fifth Army had a Juno sword in gold, and they suffered very modest losses. And the great terror, but also the great transcendence, was at Omaha. So,
what are we going to learn when we hear that they've jumped off, Michael? What are we going to learn about this war?
I'm fearful, not fearful in the personal sense, but fearful in the existential sense. Today, for example, there was a very strong probing attack made by Ukrainian forces in the Zaporozhian area, suffered extremely heavy losses, and was pushed back. And the Russians have five fortified lines, and they outnumber the Ukrainian forces by a factor of almost 10 to 1. So I fear for the Ukrainians, and I am I'm ashamed that we're making them make this counteroffensive, because when it happens and they bleed out, I'm going to feel personally responsible.
Michael Vlahos is Germanicus. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. It is the first century AD. We're very secure in Londinium, surrounded by retired centurions. The weather's a little choppy here at the Thames, and the theater's been closed for weeks now because of concerns about an epidemic. But we will go sacrifice to Augustus and await the news from the 21st century about the counteroffensive in Ukraine. And the same players that were on the field in 1944, that would have been Germany, France, America, Canada, Britain, Russia, Czechoslovakia, all those troops were there. They're on the field now, rearranged differently. And will we get a different answer than we did in 1944? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.